Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, February 28th, 2021. Section A. Odessa students gain national honors. Recognition was pleasant surprise for ECISD scholars by Ruth Campbell. Three Ector County ISD students have earned recognition through the National Merit Scholarship Program. Akash Agirkula, a senior at Odessa High School, and Faith Fulbright, a senior at Permian High School, earned National Merit Commended Scholar Honors. Sejal Yadala, also a senior at OHS, earned National Merit Commended Honors under the National Rural Small Town Classification. High school students enter the National Merit Scholarship Program by taking the PSAT-NMSQT test during their junior year. These students are nationally ranked based on their 2019 PSAT scores. The three students are among the top 34,000 students, or top 3% out of the 1.5 million who took the 2019 PSAT. Fulbright, 18, said it was really awesome to earn the recognition. She is also the class of 2021 valedictorian. I was actually pretty surprised. I feel like the PSAT, you don't think of it as being as big as the SAT. So when I got it, I was super surprised and super happy, Fulbright said. The school was really great. They made me feel really special and like I had done a really great thing. I'd say mostly I was really surprised and super happy whenever I got it. This year, Fulbright is involved in Kantarai, the variety choir at PHS, and she's in Black Magic, the pop choir, Business Professionals of America, Academic Decathlon, National Honor Society, and Texas Scholars. She has been accepted to the University of Texas at Austin, UT Dallas, Texas Christian University, Southern Methodist University, Oklahoma University, and Belmont. She has also applied to Cornell, Northwestern, Rice, and Vanderbilt. She'll hear back from those schools in late spring. At UT, she's been accepted into the Plan 2 Honors Program and the Canfield Business Honors Program. Currently, she's a finalist for the UT 40 Acres Scholarship and the TCU Chancellor's Scholarship. I'm really excited. I'm still figuring it out, so I wouldn't say I have a clear preference, but those are the ones I'm looking forward to most, Fulbright said. She's undecided on what to study, but she said she'll probably choose business as a major, and she's deciding on whether to go to law school. I really liked my high school years. I'd say I had a pretty good year, even with this year and everything. Obviously, it's been a lot different. Even so, I feel like the administration and the teachers have kind of stepped it up this year and tried their best to make everything as normal and good as it can be, Fulbright said. She added that there's been a lot of coming together this year, which she appreciated as a student, and that she found her place at Permian. She and Angirikula have known each other since elementary school. Angirikula said receiving the commended designation was a great honor, and he was proud to receive it. He's still awaiting some admissions decisions, but says he'll most likely attend UT Austin. Angirikula said he plans to major in biology and minor in finance. He is leaning toward going into medicine. He is a member of the OHS marching band and plays clarinet, is the National Honor Society president, and a member of the International Baccalaureate Program. Angeri Kula said that being part of IB has been good for him, and having a bit of a heavier workload has helped prepare him for what's to come in college. Throughout this year, Angeri Kula has been attending school virtually. He said you have to be more focused, but there are still benefits to attending class in person that are hard to match at home. Angeri Kula's sister was a national merit semifinalist, and his brother was a commended scholar. There wasn't competition within his family, and they helped him along the way. He said Fulbright getting national merit commended recognition doesn't surprise me. Faith is really smart. I've known that since elementary school, he said. Yadala has been at OHS since her sophomore year, moving here from Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, a town of about 10,000 people. I was speechless, honestly. It was just a really big honor to get, and even cooler that she got it for the rural small town designation, she said. Yadala said she is proud of where she came from, grateful to be in Odessa, and grateful for the award. She is undecided about where she wants to attend college, but is looking at UT Austin or UT Dallas. Yadala wants to study biology, so she is taking the pre-med track and plans to study genetics. She is vice president of National Honor Society, a member of the Spanish Honor Society, an IB student, captain of the academic decathlon team, a competitive dancer, although she doesn't compete anymore, but still dances when she's free. She said IB has been helpful, although there is probably nothing that will fully prepare you for the college experience. I think that IB definitely taught me a lot, not only about the academic rigor of college, but just about intertwining all the subjects together so that it's interdisciplinary study instead of just looking at them as completely different aspects of your education. What IB has taught me is that everything is tied together, and when you're learning about one thing, it's totally connected to another subject. You just have to find that common thread, Yadala said. As a youngster, Yadala moved around a lot. She was born in Chicago, but lived in New York and Philadelphia, with the most time spent in Lock Haven. Moving to Odessa was a complete culture shock because I moved from a 10,000-person town, and I had never seen other minorities around me growing up. Coming here after the first year was pretty rough for me because obviously I was adjusting and entering this world of kids who have already known each other for so many years. But after second semester sophomore year, I just really grew close to these kids, and now they're like my best friends in the whole world. I'm so grateful that I came here and I made this close community of friends, and I just have this really cool close circle of people that I can talk to about anything. I don't think that I would have gotten to this point with people or with myself and be this social and confident if I hadn't moved here. So Odessa has definitely changed my life in the best way possible, and I wouldn't change coming here for anything, Yadala said. She added that she wants to give back to OHS and Odessa someday because it's given me so much and it's ultimately changed my life to the point where I'm just so happy to be here. When I get older and hopefully doing some bigger things, I can find some way to give back to OHS and my community because this is really where it all started for me, and I couldn't have gotten here if it wasn't for Odessa, Yadala said. Obituaries for Sunday, February 28th. Bryant Stephen Sanders. Bryant Stephen Sanders, 32, of Waco, passed away Friday, February 12th. A memorial service will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, March 6th at Antioch Christian Church in Odessa. Bryant was born January 30th, 1989, in Odessa to Tavi Sanders and Steve Silvas. He was preceded in death by his father, Steve Silvis, and a grandfather, James Sanders. Bryant is survived by his wife, Lindsay, two small children, Morgan and James. He also leaves behind his mother, Tavi Sanders, sister and brother-in-law, Brittany and Sam Lopez, sister and brother-in-law, Stephanie and Michael Mascoro, two nieces, his grandmother, Delta Sanders, three aunts and uncles, and multiple cousins-in-laws and many extended family members. In lieu of flowers, if you would like to contribute to a fund for his sons, Morgan and James, please reach out to Educators Credit Union in Robinson, Texas, on behalf of Lindsay Sanders. Cheryl Ann Potter Whitley. Cheryl Ann Whitley, 49, of Rosenberg, passed away February 18th. Cheryl was born in Bluffton, Indiana, to Don and Gail Potter, November 22, 1971. She married Keith Whitley in Odessa in 1992. She is survived by her husband, Keith Whitley, her children, Letitia Saeed, and husband Neil, Kayleen Whitley, her siblings, Linda Montano, Gary Potter and wife Celeste, and Sarah Martin and husband James, her parents, Don and Gail Potter, in-laws, Jerry and Carnell Whitley. A viewing is scheduled for Thursday, February 25th. Was held on February 25th in Rosenberg. Graveside services were held Friday, February 26th at the Davis Greenlawn Cemetery in Rosenberg. To express your sympathy, in lieu of flowers, you may donate to a nonprofit that Cheryl held dear, the National WIC Association, www.nwica.org/donate. Condolence messages may be written for the family at www.garmanycarden.com. Peter Cavanis Anderson. Peter Cavanis Anderson, 91, of Odessa, passed away Friday, February 12th. He was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, October 5th, 1929, to the late Dr. Lee Charles Anderson and Aloha Cavanis Anderson. He married Maureen Steenan in 1956, and they were married for 64 years. Peter is preceded in death by Dr. Lee Charles Anderson, his father, Aloha Cavanis Anderson, his mother, Layton Charles Anderson, brother, David Layton Anderson, his son, and Christina Marie Aloha Anderson, a granddaughter. Peter is survived by his brother, Robert Keith Anderson, Signal Mountain, Tennessee, sons Richard Lee Anderson of Tucson, Arizona, and Peter Jerome Anderson of Dodge City, Kansas, daughters Carol Marie Brent of Gilbert, Arizona, and Laura Kristen Smiley and husband Scott of Odessa, and daughter-in-law Sherry Ashton Anderson of Orlando, Florida, in addition to 10 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and a number of other nieces and nephews. A memorial service will be held Saturday, March 6th at 11 a.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family wishes you to consider making a memorial donation in Peter Anderson's honor to the Parkinson's Foundation, www.parkinson.org/. Death notices. Webster James Delcambre. Webster James Delcambre, 72, of Midland, died Tuesday, February 16th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by American Heritage Cemetery Funeral Home Crematory of Midland. Catalina Nieves Fierro. Catalina Nieves Fierro, 2 months old of Midland, died Monday, February 22nd. A funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. March 3rd at American Heritage Funeral Home, with Dennis Smith officiating. Mary Frances Davis Ford. Mary Frances Davis Ford, 84, of Odessa, died Sunday, February 21st. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Carolyn Elizabeth Goodman. Carolyn Elizabeth Goodman, 65, of Odessa, died Friday, February 19th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. David Ray King. David Ray King, 64, of Odessa, died Friday, February 19th in Odessa. A funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. March 3rd at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Reverend Jerome Campbell officiating. Travis Reed, 92, of Odessa, died Thursday, February 25th in Midland. A graveside service is scheduled for 3 p.m. March 3rd at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Doy Smithson officiating.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, March 1st. Trisomy Awareness Month. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer at Odessa Regional Medical Center. If you were to ask me if I liked being a nurse, I would say with no reservations whatsoever, no, I don't like being a nurse. I love being a nurse. I could not even imagine ever doing anything else. There is one exception to that rule, and that is when someone I love has a medical condition. There are times when that happens that I wish I wasn't a nurse. I say that because while most medical encounters result in positive outcomes, there are also negative ones too. As much as we know about how the human body works and can help it heal, there is still so much we cannot fix, don't know, and cannot predict. When someone I love has a medical condition, it's hard for me not to start worrying about all the things that can go wrong in vivid detail. At those times, I understand very clearly the old saying, ignorance is bliss. Last year, I was given the amazing gift of an instant granddaughter, and in the next few months, I will be gifted with a grandson. That is a miracle, and I could not be more excited, but there are times when I must stop myself from worrying about those things that can go wrong. One group of those things are the trisomy disorders. Trisomy is a classification of genetic disorders where people have an extra chromosome in the nucleus of their cells. Chromosomes are the strands of DNA in our cells. Humans usually have 46 chromosomes matched in 23 pairs. In the trisomy disorders, that person has an extra chromosome, or 47, which means one of the pairs of chromosomes is now a trio. The most common types of trisomy are trisomy 13, also known as Patau syndrome, trisomy 18, also known as Edwards syndrome, and trisomy 21, also known as Down syndrome. The number part of the trisomy name is the pair of chromosomes that is trioed. Children affected by trisomy usually have a wide range of birth defects, some of which can be very significant, and they can have delayed development and intellectual disabilities as well. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S., trisomy 13 occurs in one of every 7,409 births. Trisomy 18 occurs in one in 3,315 births, and trisomy 21 occurs in one of every 707 births. That comes to about 531 trisomy 13, 1,187 trisomy 18, and 5,568 trisomy 21 children born in the U.S. each year. Trisomy 13 and 18 are far too often life-limiting conditions, with only 5-8% of children affected with those conditions surviving beyond their first year. But we are getting far better at managing trisomy conditions. With intervention, particularly heart surgeries, the lifespan for trisomy 13 and 18 has increased dramatically, with a 9% of those kids living to age 5 and some as old as 15 or higher. When I was a young nurse, it was rare to see someone with trisomy 21 live to 40. Now I meet people with trisomy 21 in their 60s on a regular basis. The trisomy disorders are incredibly challenging for families. The diagnosis process alone can involve complex testing, including detailed sonograms, amniocentesis, and genetic counseling. Then there are the medical decisions, the ethical decisions, the financial burdens, and many, many other things far too numerous to list here that begin at the moment diagnosis is made and last a lifetime. Families who are living with this group of disorders need the support of all of us, and trisomy awareness is just a tiny part of that support. The Support Organization for Trisomy, SOFT, states that Trisomy Awareness Month is about bringing awareness and education about trisomy conditions to the public. Celebrating the children who are beating the odds and living with trisomy far beyond the predictions, and celebrating the lives of those who left far too soon. They state the message they want to send is not just what trisomy is and how it affects children, but to share and celebrate how much those children are loved regardless of how long they are on Earth. They want the world to know that kids with trisomy conditions are sweet, loving, vibrant individuals who leave holes in the hearts of their friends and families when they say goodbye.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Retrograde Ejaculation with Flomax. Dear Dr. Roach, my doctor started me on Flomax for prostate symptoms, but I developed retrograde ejaculation. It really bothers me. What should I do next? VM. Answer. Retrograde ejaculation refers to semen traveling backward into the bladder during sexual activity. It is sometimes called a dry orgasm. It is a known complication of alpha blockers such as tamsulosin. Flomax. It is a cause of infertility, which may or may not be a concern for you. Although medications can be used to treat retrograde ejaculation, I suspect your doctor will stop the tamsulosin and try a different class of medication for your prostate symptoms, such as finasteride. These take much longer to work than tamsulosin. Alternatively, a urologist can provide other options for prostate treatment, such as surgery, and newer procedures, such as laser, freezing, urethral lift, and water vapor treatments.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram weekend edition for Monday, March 1st. Dear Abby, Mom's spiritual plans collide with daughter's wedding date. Dear Abby, my mother has become very spiritual over the last 8 years or so. Recently, it has become all-consuming and on the verge of becoming detrimental. She often refers to her guides. She says they are feelings, but I think she's getting brainwashed by human guides online, who have convinced her to withdraw thousands of dollars from her bank before the second wave of COVID-19 hits. I recently became engaged. We don't plan to be married until 2022, so our guests can have a fun, safe time at our wedding. Mom wants to take a mediumship certification class, which will run for 18 months. The actual certification is scheduled for the month we told her we may want to get married, so now she's trying to guilt me into changing the date. She copied me on the email she sent to the teacher, in which she said she would try to direct me to choose a different date. I let her know she's not going to dictate our wedding day, but there is something more here that needs to be addressed. Signed, Certifiably Annoyed. Dear Annoyed, I don't think so. Your mother's spiritual life is her personal business, and it would be a mistake to attempt to make it yours. Unless you are convinced her spirit guides cheated her out of the money she withdrew, in which case you should contact the authorities and report it, let her live her life as you are pursuing your own. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married 22 years. They have been a rough 22 years, and I am no longer in love with him. I will not be looking for another husband should we get divorced. We tried counseling as well as a retrovail weekend, which was hard emotionally as we learned a new way of communicating. However, after the weekend, I would always initiate the skills we learned, but he would not. He's retired and I'm still working, yet nothing is getting done around the house. I'm tired of feeling stressed. I don't like cleaning up after him and our daughters, and I'm thinking of moving out. I feel overwhelmed and want to live by myself for a period of time, but something is stopping me from signing a lease. Our daughters are in college, and my door will be open to them any time. Should I move out? Signed, On the Verge in Texas. Dear On the Verge, perhaps. However, before you sign anything, including divorce papers, please consider discussing your feelings of stress and being overwhelmed with a licensed psychotherapist. Some time away from your stressors might be helpful for you, and a therapist may be able to help you determine how long a period that should be before making anything permanent.
Horoscopes. Happy birthday for Monday, March 1st, 2021. Extremely sensitive to beauty in your environment, as well as being technical and ambitious, you are quite a mixed bag, a touch of genius when grounded in reality. This year you achieve your greatest masterpiece yet. Bravo! Don't get swallowed up in your role and you'll be successful. If single, you're devastatingly attractive, so you can have many partners, but you won't commit this year. If attached, you found your twin, and you can only delight in each other. Leo adores you. The five stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. Associates have different thoughts and conflicting information. Observe facial expressions and body language to aid in communication. Your beloved is eager to understand. You can guide the course of a close relationship. Tonight, the use of your intuition helps you win over others. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. It's the perfect day to toss out debris and get your workspace neat and organized. Minimize stress with efficiency. Other people need time to discuss ideas and views. Patience and listening will bring you rewards. Tonight, those who lack confidence welcome your kind words. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. There will be some divided loyalties between associates. Remain impartial if there are conflicts and competitive feelings brewing. A liberal and tolerant attitude carries you a long way. You will be understood. Tonight, you experience major changes in self-awareness. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 5 stars. You feel a sense of hope and encouragement today. Insights are revealing. Your optimistic, confident use of words will draw others to you. Elderly and very young family members have new thoughts and needs. Tonight, make sure you communicate with them. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. Making a game out of chores or adding humor to lighten an intense conversation will be helpful today. There is a new alertness and cleverness to your perceptions. Something that seemed hard to grasp before is now less elusive. Tonight, calls and emails. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. There are some conflicting ideas voiced at work. Be patient and compromise for best results. There is an element of the unpredictable in financial matters. Set aside a little extra money for an unexpected purchase or expense. Tonight, keeping a sense of humor. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 5 stars. Your mental attitude is more positive today. Your confidence and concern inspire others to seek your advice. A group discussion can be especially fruitful in providing information and ideas. Tonight, if you sense you're expecting too much, pull back. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. Today makes you aware of your own deepest needs and desires. Recognize that there is power in discretion and silence. Patient helps with any difficult people. Support and recognition comes as the day ends. Tonight, communication is a delicate matter. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. Today allows you to release regrets concerning a long-lost love. Friendly calls and emails arrive from old friends. Your keen intuition assists in negotiating and sales. Those who have resisted your ideas can be won over to respond more favorably. Tonight, an eternal euphoria. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 5 stars. It's a day for freshness and enthusiastic, dynamic expansion. Be daring about trying a new interest or type of work. You'll become highly visible and can assume a position of leadership. You'll enjoy exploring ways to make a difference. Tonight, family provides a broader perspective. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 5 stars. Others depend on you to make daily routine more agreeable. The application of your natural genius for diplomacy helps. Your social calendar becomes alive with attractive invitations. A courtship may ensue. Tonight, you're newly aware of how important you are to others. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. Today draws a mystery into the open. You will display a flair for research and detective work. Your desires can be directed toward making a special acquisition or into establishing a personal relationship. Tonight, reach out to those you love and admire.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.